This one's called Rotting Mirrors. Piss beer fucks you up the same way that the body rots. Mirrors the rotting event. And it takes many, but it is sure of where it is going. And you know, it's a kind of water. How I feel about you. How I feel about you is like being on an airplane and setting my head to the side as sleep blankets me. I do not see, but it is the time between when I close my eyes and waking up for landing with my head on the shoulder of the random person next to me. Oh, you just missed it. In the dark and with the pheromones of intuition, I arrive towards you, even in the darkness of night. When I'm drunk, these threads go towards everyone and everything across the room. Rest assured, it doesn't end in an orgy, but the binary presence is enough. The other and that which is inside. At the house show. And I'm trying to remember the elephant they shot in the face on YouTube. Between the eyes. It's hard to imagine it here as such a place, but it happened. And I forget so easily. The first poem I ever met. Two people yelling over each other, all words inaudible. This noise went on for days. It was in the walls of the house. It played in my room when I was alone. It was whispered in the kisses I received before bed and the trembling of my hands in the night. I wanted to read a couple poems by this poet named Vasco Popa, who I like, and because so I wanted to share. I think in the sense of like kind of talking about like space or whatever, we kind of don't know where we are in that sense, about what's after it. It's kind of speculative. That's why I was sort of drawn to these. This poem's called The Story of a Story. Once upon a time, there was a story. It ended before its beginning, and it began after its end. Its heroes entered it after their death and left it before their birth. Its heroes talked about some earth, about some heaven. They said all sorts of things. The only thing they didn't say was what they didn't know, that they are only heroes in a story that ends before its beginning and that begins after it ends. A conceited mistake. Once upon a time, there was a mistake. So silly, so small, that no one would have even noticed it. It couldn't bear to see itself or hear of itself. It invented all manner of things just to prove that it didn't really exist. It invented space to put its proofs in, and time to keep its proofs, and the world to see its proofs. All it invented was not so silly, nor so small, but it was, of course, mistaken. Could it have been otherwise? One more of these. There's a series of poems called the Quartz Pebble, and there's like the love of the quartz pebble, the dream of the quartz pebble. This is the adventure of the quartz pebble. He's had enough of the circle, the perfect circle around him. He's stopped short. His load is heavy, his own load inside him. He's dropped it. His stone is hard. The stone he's made of. He's left it. He's cramped in himself, in his own body. He's come out. He's hidden from himself, hidden in his own shadow. In the eye of the storm, I was barred, thinking my way through and the impossible path. To exit, walking past the reach, through the bar, no man's land, chaos is perfect. Goodbye. It took just a gentle gaze, a whisper swimming in your eyes, for me to know these little eternities pass right through me, like crossroads on either side of the road I'm on. This impenetrable ring fell and was buried in the soft sands of forgetfulness. Occasion at nightfall. As we walked, the cool air of the afternoon guided our path. The trees were humming to themselves. We came upon a bridge, and it was so still, with the night falling behind you, its stillness filled your feet up to your eyes, and you became silence. Without body, without knowing, you were only discernible by the blurred excuses surrounding the nakedness of the night. Thank you. Cave Baby is up next.
Hey, thanks for giving me a few minutes. Thanks, man.
I'm not sure.
Go look at our.
Oh,